Identification and documentation of risk. Risk in a supply chain can take many forms, and supply chain risk managers need to take a system-wide perspective on risk. Risk managers determine risks to the supply chain using a number of analytical tools. For each risk identified, they define certain parameters for each risk in a risk register. While a large number of risks may be identified in the first pass, risk identification is iterative, meaning that new rounds of identification need to occur. During these rounds, some known risks might become better understood and new risks might be identified. A number of tools might be used to identify risks, including the following: documentation and assumptions reviews, reviewing pre-configured supply chain risk management software checklists and dashboards, some of which are industry-specific, supply chain documents, existing analytical tools, variance analysis, and the like can reveal risks. Reviewing assumptions made about a process or project can help determine if these assumptions seem valid to a consensus of stakeholders, and the team can also consider what might happen if the assumptions turn out to be wrong. Brainstorming. Brainstorming is a group meeting where a wide range of experts are gathered to discuss risks. A facilitator sets down some rules in advance, such as that all ideas are welcome and none are criticized. If risk categories exist, they can be used to promote completeness. Brainstorming can also be done remotely as a distributed survey. Delphi technique. Anonymous questionnaires are collected and compiled in multiple rounds until the group reaches consensus. Interviews, formally or informally talking to experts and stakeholders, can reveal new perspectives on risk. Root cause analysis. Searching for the underlying causes of a risk can help focus on the actual problem rather than the symptoms. Risk checklists. Since risk analysis has been conducted in the past at the organization and at other organizations, a list of risks from other processes or projects can be reviewed to see what applies. Risk diagramming. Flowcharts or other relationship diagrams can be used to show a process. Analysis of such charts can reveal weaknesses. Also, various tools from the quality discipline such as a cause and effect or Ishikawa diagram can be leveraged for risk analysis. SWOT analysis. A strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis starts by looking at the organization's capabilities and areas that need work and then looks at external opportunities and threats. This strategic level analysis is good at seeing the big picture. In other words, what opportunities or strengths might offset threats or vice versa. One starting point for supply chain managers may be to list each raw material used, identify which materials are of strategic value, and invest time in understanding the organizational and financial structures of each strategic material supplier. This process can help with defining the relative vulnerabilities of the supply chain and the implications of doing nothing. Risk identification. Risks need to be described in a consistent manner and at a level of detail that will allow them to be understood and evaluated against one another. When identifying risks, specify causes, the root causes, if applicable and known, events, the triggering events, if applicable and known, impact, the internal and external threats or opportunities for each critical asset or process. This includes an assessment of criticality. For threats, this is the critical assets or processes of the organization that, if not operating effectively, would prohibit the company from fulfilling its mission, such as providing its key products or services. Effect, areas within the organization or up and down the supply chain that would be impacted as a result. The final task is to combine these into a definitive statement of each risk. For a company that ships most of its products by train, an example might be derailment of multiple cars due to sabotage or disrepair of train tracks resulting in destruction of products on board, possible injuries to train personnel, and delays of future shipments while track is repaired. An automotive original equipment manufacturer that produces gas supply lines using a patented raw material from a single source might identify the risk as follows. Nylon 12 is available from only one supplier, Corporation ABC, and is produced in just one plant in Germany. A disruption or accident at this plant could critically disrupt the supply of this raw material for product lines A and B risk definition. The scope and time frame of each risk must be well understood before organizations can decide what would be an appropriate response. The APIC Supply Chain Council notes that each identified risk must also have a time dimension or a specific time horizon, for example, day, month, year, and a specific perspective or view that defines the scope, for example, boundaries, what is not included. Some risks will exist for only a given time period, such as risks of warranty returns in the warranty return period. Other types of risk are ongoing, but can be defined further. For example, risks of delivery truck hijacking could be subdivided into risks as cargo is transported through specific countries or at particular times of the day. Risks of piracy and resulting insurance costs for container ships is defined by the countries that the trade routes pass by. Risk register. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a risk register is a useful summary report. On qualitative risk analysis, quantitative risk analysis, and risk response planning. The register contains all identified risks and associated details. A risk register is often a spreadsheet with a row for each risk and a column for each risk attribute. More attributes can be added whenever they are desired. The register contains the risk identification information and risk definition information, along with all other information related to that risk. Since much of this information is determined during later steps in the risk management process, these fields would remain blank until those steps are completed. This can include a list of potential responses or references to planned responses. Exhibit 7-5 shows an example of a risk register. Exhibit 7-5, Risk Register Example.